It's the Brian Noonan Show. Cody, do you want to do the introduction? Because you love to introduce the podcast and the Facebook Live part.
Nope.
No? All right. Well, hi. This is the Brian Noonan Show, the beginning of the podcast where we come on Facebook Live and you actually get to see the stupidity rather than just listening to it. Isn't that more fun when you get to put the visual and the oral together and it becomes just a hybrid of stupidity? We're glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget you can pick up the rest of this when we're done at WGNRadio.com. So here we are, as Cody said, the penultimate show of 2016. I know it is only November 20th. How can we be done for the year? Are we that lazy? Yes. Is it our choice to be that lazy? Absolutely not. You know our beloved Blackhawks who came. How about that comeback last night, Roger? You were on the air after.
Yes, I was.
Roger's here, but I can't look at him because then I can't look at you. So if don't send me messages going, well, you're snubbing Roger. You're very rude not to look at him. This way I can justify dismissing Roger by not looking at him.
I can live with it.
Yeah, can you really?
Yes,
right,
I can.
That's very good. So Blackhawks come from behind last night in Vancouver. Huge game. We're very happy for the Blackhawks, except I'm going to talk to whoever makes the schedule for the NHL, and next year maybe not so many Sunday night games.
Right.
Huh, fellas? Cut a brother a break, okay? That's all I'm asking. We're going to do that. So we are live doing this. As you can see, we've got our billboard up again, my shameless shill for Tony and Tina's wedding. Cody not paying attention because for some reason he's playing Legends of Zelda on the computer over there. I don't know what he's
Legends
doing.
Legends of Zelda. There's multiple legends now.
Oh, did I say Legend of Zelda?
No, you said Legends.
Are there more than one?
I was making fun of you. There's not. It's The Legend of Zelda.
All right, listen. How would I know?
I don't know.
I came up with Legend and Zelda, the two key words. Enough?
You make references to a cartoon comic strip from the 30s.
Right.
And you can't make the proper... I get made fun of for making The Legend of Zelda reference, one of the most culturally relevant video games in the last 30 years.
Is it culturally relevant?
It's so culturally relevant.
How is it relevant to my culture?
I went to The Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses at the Chicago Theater twice, maybe three times.
Wow.
Actually,
you didn't understand it the first two times?
It's the Symphony of the Goddesses. There's many goddesses.
Oh, but there's only one legend.
There's
only one legend and yet many goddesses. How many Zeldas are there?
There's many adventures, though, that make up the Legend of Zelda.
Me adding a crazy S doesn't seem... Yeah, I don't think... I had Zelda correct, and I knew it was legend.
You know...
Is Zelda the legend, or are the adventures the legend?
Right, and are the legends about Zelda, or is Zelda writing these legends herself?
All right, next Sunday, I will bring in the Hyrule Historia, which is a tome. The Hyrule Historia. It's a tome.
I love that album by Def Leppard.
Do
Historia.
You? Yeah.
Historia, when you're near.
It is a ought 300-page tome.
An ought 300, so 0-300 pages?
Yes.
So does that mean it's less than 300 or just 300 and you threw the zero on the front just to be a Weisenheimer?
I'll let you interpret the legend as you will.
So it's a 300-page book of this mockery.
It includes the official Legend of Zelda timeline.
Oh.
So
if there's a timeline, isn't there more than it's one legend but many adventures? Is this what you're telling me?
Well, you'll see how many adventures, how many legends, how many links, many Zeldas. There's a lot going into this.
All this because you weren't paying attention. Zelda? All this because you didn't want to get involved because you were on the computer.
I was actually sharing this video all over Facebook.
That's how it should be. Oh, man. Share the heck out of
it. But you just had to infer that I would do something like play games on a work computer.
No, I would infer that you'd surf porn on the work computer. You're going to play games. These computers are way too slow for you to play games. I know that. We can barely load a page, an email, without it going, God, I haven't seen that many circles since, who knows, a Ren and Stimpy cartoon.
Here's how slow it is. He typed his name in, and the letters are still popping up slowly one after it. He hasn't gotten to the D on Cody
yet. It's just a Zell. And it's like, Zelda, just do Zelda. Zelda. I didn't mean to bring up bad memories when I said Zelda.
Are there a lot of circles in Ren and Stimpy?
Ren and Stimpy is very acidy and trippy. That's why I went with Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. I'm looking. I took a quick look over at the feed on the WGN Radio page on Facebook. Just some symbols like this. I don't know if that's Prince. I don't know the late Prince. I don't know what's going on.
Did win an award on the AMAs. His album, the album of the year.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just saw it on...
Are the AMAs on tonight?
The Ask Me Anythings?
Yes, the Ask Me Anythings are on. That's very... Wow. The American... Speaking of culturally out of touch, I didn't even know the American Music Awards were on tonight.
Yeah.
What is that? Is
it's
that
an award show? Well, it's one of the myriad of music
Dick
award
Clark's
shows.
Award program. It's the one he thought up.
Yeah, it's not like the Grammys.
Yeah.
So who cares?
A lot of people. Kanye probably cares.
Who cares about Kanye?
Prince,
not me.
Prince cares.
Kanye canceled his concert tonight. His makeup concert was canceled at the last minute in California.
Kanye's a tool. Yeah. Can I say that?
He didn't say. He just
canceled.
I'm not appearing.
Why?
I'm not
None of your business.
Yeah. Is he still running for president in 2020?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though he likes Donald Trump.
We know. Yeah, we heard he likes Trump.
He announced the run. He announced he's running at the Grammys, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So now he's going to. Yeah. We'll see. Listen, what else could happen? You know, maybe Jeebus wins. Who knows? We don't know. We don't know what happens anymore in the world. Oh, my goodness. All right, so here we are. I have to ask this. Roger, you were a teacher, and Cody, you've actually gone to school, which is exciting. So last night we go out after the theater, because I'm one of those. I'm a theater person now. I'm an actor. I'm a thespian.
You're an actor.
I'm an actor. And I like to – I'm very hyperbolic when I describe what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I act. I don't know if I'm an – well, I guess technically I'm an actor because I'm acting in a play. Is that – would that – technically, we got to go with that,
I've
right?
grappled with this because I played saxophone in college,
right.
But I never considered myself a musician.
Did you ever get – here's how I judge it, because I had this same argument with people who say they're comedians. My judgment is – and this is – maybe I'm too elitist. Maybe I'm too elitist. Maybe I – oh, now I'm a musician too. Well, you saw my air bass during Hysteria. That
Facebook,
was phenomenal.
Facebook Live does not know what just happened. He hit the mic arm and it made a deep reverberating sound.
Yeah,
so you'll hear it on the audio exclusive, the audio digital
remaster. Go to WJNRadio.com and listen to our high-tech TMX Dolby Enhanced podcast or the one that we put on the website.
THX.
THX. What did I say?
TMX.
It doesn't matter.
I was thinking of BMX, which is a bike.
That's a bike.
Who's the rapper?
DMX.
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 All right. DMX, BMX.
On all accounts.
XRT. That's a radio station.
All three of us knew a reference.
We got a reference.
It's the first time.
Ding, ding, ding. Good night, everybody. Thanks for playing.
The Venn diagram of references that we'll all understand
that
intersects
got weird.
With
I don't
like
understand
two
that
points.
At all. That was very strange. What was I saying? Oh, about the labeling.
Yeah.
The trying
comedians.
To confine yourself. So my definition, when people say I'm a comedian, you have to have been paid to be that. Like, I was an actor after I did a couple commercials that I was paid for. I think, okay, then you're an actor. I'm not a career actor. I'm not a full-time actor. But, you know, if you get paid for something, I think you can say you're that.
So what if you have the card.
Well, sure, I'm in the union. I'm a union man,
there
Roger.
What if you're an improviser and you've never been paid? Because no improvisers get paid, let's be honest.
That's true. I don't know. Well, see, yeah, I don't know. Then you could say, but are you going to say I'm a professional improviser? Well, the people who are at Second City get paid. People in bigger shows get paid.
Yeah.
Just like comics when they're, you know, doing open mic nights when they're starting out, much as I was for a while. When you start out, you don't get paid. And my distinction there was I'm trying to be a... this, or I'm working on this, or I'm, you know, I do this part-time.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, because I got into this with somebody at the theater about stand-up, because they were like, oh, yes, I'm a comedian, too. I go, oh, I've done open mic nights, and I was like, oh, so you're trying to be a comedian. No, I'm a comedian. Okay, and maybe it's my snobbery, and I'm the first to admit that. I'm okay. I could be wrong, but it'd be like me saying I'm a bus driver because I rode the bus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you
again,
could,
I could be way
in
off.
In an emergency, you could drive the bus.
Sure. If
emergency.
Sandra Bullock could do it in speed, I sure as hell can drive a bus.
I mean, it would be like me saying I'm a radio host when I host web exclusive podcasts.
Right. You're a podcaster.
I'm a podcaster
for sure.
Host, but I'm not a radio host, you know, so.
Right.
Well, by definition, like I was going to ask you a question. You're saying the person said that they were a comedian. Is there a differentiation between being a comedian or being a comic?
No, they're
interchangeable?
Yeah, I throw that all together.
Really? Oh, okay.
Greetings from Greelong, Victoria, Australia. Greetings, Stephen.
Whoa.
I was just about to make the worst Australia joke ever. The most hacky Australian joke ever, and I stopped myself.
Was it going to say something about shrimp on the Barbie?
That would have been the hackiest way,
that
right?
That would have been literally the hackiest one.
Unless I turned you down under. That would have been even hackier. So I stopped. I double clutched. Did you see that? I double clutched last night during Tony and Tina too. There was a bachelorette party there who got a little mouthy during my character's stand-up set.
Yeah.
And the I didn't break character outright, but my mind broke character and flipped back to Brian Noonan club comic.
Uh-oh.
And as I was about to unleash on them, I double clutched. Somehow my brain went, duh, not the venue. And I clicked and I went, ah, and I just kind of
stayed in character
and I just kind of glossed over it and kept going. But there was, it was instantaneous because my muscle memory went, you got to hammer these chicks. Because that's what I would have done back in the day.
Yeah, but you're married now. You can't hammer all those chicks.
Well,
but
listen, as long as I'm downtown with my stabbing cabin.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means.
That was a thing that was horrifying.
It was said and it was horrifying.
It certainly was.
And I'm sure my wife will comment very. Steven's going to send us a kangaroo. Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, my it's not a video game
Your
podcast.
Mom?
My WGN Plus podcast has a sister show in Australia.
Game Life Balance US.
Yeah, and we Game Life Balance Australia.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one of the hosts of Game Life?
No, they're not in Geelong. They're in the capital of Australia, which is Brisbane.
Is it Brisbane or Brisbane?
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
We look at Roger because he's a news guy. Like, he's going to know how to pronounce.
Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane.
Well, sure,
yeah.
But S-A-D-E is pronounced Sade. So don't spell things and expect it to be
planet.
Don't
she's
expect it to
planet.
Be pronounced that way just because it's spelled that way.
Brisbane's down in Australia. It's on Earth.
All right.
Sade, yeah.
So how did we get on Brisbane?
You were introducing our listener.
Oh, no. About school. So last night we go out to dinner. Because I came home from the theater. I came home from the theater and then we went off
Roger,
on the theater.
Do you have to do the news?
Oh, yeah. Don't you have news?
I got news in about 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
All right. I hope Rick Hogan goes along.
I'm not trying to get rid of
you.
No, I know.
We're looking at the clock going.
I got the news ready. All I got to do is 9:27. Get up in the elevator, which could, of course,
not happen, but that's fine.
Ellis is up there. She can run next door.
Or Kogan.
He's always on time. So.
Oh. Right, I was going to say, what if Kogan decides
like
to go late?
What's no. that like?
I thought that was a slam. Listen, I don't care. Time is for punks.
Thanks
anybody can
saw.
Yeah, bye, Roger. Say bye to Roger.
I feel like
don't.
We let down Roger a little bit. We just kind of, well, we spent 20 minutes setting up a topic, and then.
There's no real topic. We're just going off. But all right, so last night I go out to dinner after the theater. And normally we put it on the debit card. That's fine. But my wife said, ooh, I've got cash. Because we're rolling in
Who
cash.
Has cash?
That's exactly right.
2016.
We have cash. And I also have gold buried in the backyard.
Okay.
I keep Krugerrands. I've got all sorts of things.
In a treasure chest or just?
Yes. I actually went out and bought a treasure chest. And then I filled it with gold doubloons. And then I buried it. There is a map somewhere on parchment. And there's a huge X. And that's where you will find my treasure. Maybe it's in my backyard. Maybe it's in the park in the city. Who knows where it is? You have to follow the map. That's the key. But while you follow the map, my dog has to sit on your shoulder because its shadow is what will help you find the path.
Does your dog talk?
Nope. But it casts a shadow depending on what time of day. It's all in the map. All the directions are there. But you got to find the map.
Well, if you need a dragon to guard it, I've got one.
I may actually take you up on that. That might be fun. So we go out with cash. We have a nice dinner near our house, and my wife says, oh, I've got cash. Okay, so she pulls out a $100 bill. Fresh, crisp $100 bill.
What?
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
I can't remember the last time I saw a $100 bill.
We had it left over from our vacation. So we had a $100 bill, and, you know, we wanted to break it. So the bill was, I'm going to round things up. The bill was $70, all right? So the waitress, who was very nice waitress, very attentive. The meal was terrific. We had a very nice time. I give her the $100, and I figure she's going to bring me back what?
$30.
You know what she brought me back? $199 and a dollar in change.
Wait, $199?
No, she brought me back $99 in cash and then a dollar in change. Now, I said, as she laid it down, she started to say this. We brought all the change. I put a dollar change in there in case you wanted it. And I'm like, huh? And it's loud in this place, so I don't really understand. But then I open the little folder, and I'm like, what the hell's all this money? And I count it out. And my wife is watching me, and she doesn't know what to make of it. 20, 40, 60, 80, 85, 90, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. And then I count the change. Actually, she was 5 cents short. There was 95 cents. But I wasn't going to. I was so baffled by the fact that I had suddenly gotten $100 back that I wasn't going to bitch about a nickel. So I'm like, why did she do this? Did whoever took the money not know how to make change? But they have a computer, so they must know how to put in, like, here's the tab, $70, amount paid, $100, change due, $30. It should be easy. I have never, and I've dined out over my many years a number of times, and I've paid cash a number of times. But I've never had them bring me back the exact amount I've paid just in smaller denominations. It was, and I thought, well, maybe it's because the waitress was young, but the bartender, who I think took the money, didn't seem young. I didn't understand it at all. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
It made no sense to me.
That's really weird.
It was very weird. So I count out the 70, and then I counted out the tip, and since the bill, it was like $69.85. So I was like, well, I'm going to give them back their change. So I put the 69, then I put the 85 cents, and then I put the tip. And I was like, but that made no sense. I don't know if the young girl who was our waitress couldn't do the math in her head. But again, it was 70 from 100. So it was just the oddest
thing.
That's
really bizarre. I've never heard of that. I've never worked as a server. So I've worked at Starbucks, but I've never worked as a server. So
yeah.
I just can't. The weirdest cash thing that ever happened to me at Starbucks was somebody handed me what I thought was a 10, I guess. And I gave her change, and I'm just trucking along, doing work in the register.
Barista in your thing.
Bunch of people coming in and out, you know, cool. Here's what you get. You write it on the cup, do it, all that. And I gave her change, and she said, I'm going to give you a 20. And I just looked at her, and I was like, oh, I closed the cash drawer. And I said, oh, are you sure? And she looked at me like I can't even describe the look on her face.
Well, why did you call her a liar?
Like, I cannot believe that just happened. And I said, and then my manager was next to me, and he goes, oh, well, she said she gave you a 20, so let me open the drawer. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I just kind of looked, and I said, sorry, yeah, I handle money all day. And you do. As a baristas handle money all day. They're eventually.
Sure. I have no problem with, you know, people make mistakes about giving you, you know, your short some change or something. But I gave her 100 and she gave me 100 back.
Yeah, this is totally
that
different.
That was strange.
That was the only incident I can think of where that actually happened. Because sometimes, you look at the money, you deal with it all day and you just, nah. So maybe she's just had a weird brain fart, but then did something completely inexplicable as a reaction.
Right. And then still shorted me a nickel.
Yeah.
I let the nickel go.
That's
I let it slide.
Also weird, but it makes
I'm magnanimous.
Maybe she wanted to give you a good story.
Well, I think if the 100 baffled her, trying to count out a dollar's worth of change, because what's the easiest way to get a dollar's worth of change?
4 quarters.
Exactly. Not 1 quarter, a nickel,
Did
and then
do
seven
that?
Dimes. Yes, there was only 1 quarter.
Are you kidding me?
Honest to God.
Why did any
I don't know
of
why
I
raised my left hand, right hand.
Why
honestly,
did
again.
Any of this happen?
I don't understand. And I didn't want to get into her because as she dropped the check, she looked at my wife and said, you guys were so nice. And I was like, okay. I didn't think we were overly effusive. We were polite. She was a good waitress. We didn't complain about our anything.
I wish we had talked about this on the air to get calls. Because I have no theory. Like, how am I supposed
either.
To? I mean, how long?
What are you supposed to do with this information? That's the problem. What should you do with this information?
I'm baffled. What did you, and so you and your wife were just totally?
We were just like that. We had no idea. I kept trying to figure out what had happened, and I couldn't, for the life of me, figure out what it was that made her take $100 bill and bring me back $100 chopped up into a million little pieces.
Do you frequent this?
We've been there, it's fairly new in our town, and we've been there 3 or 4 times.
You have to go back and ask.
Oh, I must.
You must ask. Like, right. It needs to be a follow-up episode of this podcast. Get the same server, sit in her section, do whatever you need to do, go same time and day.
Right. It was just a Saturday night about 9.
Do it.
And it was, I mean, it was crowded, but not where she was in the weeds, where she was panicked.
Did you just hear Roger?
Is news on still?
No. I just heard him in my left ear.
No,
just
I didn't
the
hear
left
him.
Ear. He said something about, did you guys something? And I'm totally... What does this have to do with school? Because you set up this whole thing by saying...
Oh, math. It was going to be math. You went to school. Math. It was all about math. That's how it was going to... That was how it was going to play out.
I didn't
a
do well.
A math question.
I didn't do well.
I didn't either. But I... No matter how bad I did at math, I was always okay with money. I could always quick do money addition and subtraction. There, I hit that spring again. It's because the mic stand is in a weird spot.
We've got it upside down. The flag's upside down.
That's because... I know. But if I don't, then it keeps dropping.
Oh.
And so I want to sit up straight... For the podcast, for the Facebook Live portion, the video portion, and so I have to have it this way.
We can do a podcast from my apartment.
Is that right?
I have two mic arms and two microphones.
Do we have to lay on your bed, like on our bellies, like girls having a slumber party?
Well, yeah, but that's...
My knees up in the air?
Part of the charm.
My fuzzy slippers and my flyaway bottoms?
Don't act like Facebook Live doesn't want to see that.
Facebook Live, would you like to see that? Us in onesies doing a holiday? Maybe we do a holiday podcast in our jammies or our... Christmas garb.
I'm down with jam. Do you have a onesie?
I don't, but I'll get one. If we're going to do it, I'll get a onesie.
All right.
I've seen them around.
Your size?
I almost actually bought one in Spain. Because pre-Halloween, they had this pumpkin onesie that the hood came up and it had a stem on top. And it was a whole big thing. And I almost bought it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd get a onesie.
That would have been almost as cool as David S. Pumpkins.
That would, yeah, the David S. Pumpkins thing was phenomenal.
It's so good.
The suit was so good. So that was that. So that was that story, and I don't know what it is. And folks, if you watch this video, or you're watching it now, we welcome your theories. Because I have no idea why this would have happened. Yep. If you're a server, and we know a lot of fine servers, have you ever done that? Have you ever taken somebody's 100 or 50 and then just brought them back the same amount of money? And it wasn't like she made a mistake and thought that was our change.
Right.
It was almost like she was trying to make it easier for me to pay. And I was like, but I already paid.
And then she shortchanged you 5 cents.
5 cents. That I know she just miscounted.
So you tipped
her
5 cents less, right? As a punishment?
No, I did not. Mm. I gave her full boat, even though I was... but I didn't leave the whole change. I took the 85 cents, and then I tossed the other dime to my wife. It was weird.
This is the weirdest thing we've ever talked about.
Well, that's why. And I was going to bring it on the air, and then I thought, maybe it's not airworthy.
That was so airworthy, because I've never...
I made a mistake.
Because
I misjudged.
I'm baffled. I am flabbergasted. I am flummoxed.
I love all those adjectives, but I don't know what to tell you. And I couldn't... As I said, when she dropped the bill, I didn't hear her explanation. But there is no explanation.
Does it have something to do with counterfeit bills?
No, because why would then you give me real money if you took a counterfeit bill? If you thought my bill was counterfeit, why would you go, listen, we can't take that fake money. I'm going to give you this real money. So you pay the bill with this real money. And then, and I don't know if she's just so used to everybody paying with a card that the sight of actual, well, you were shocked that you heard I was paying with money, with cash money.
Yeah.
You know, I always roll with my big, I got a big wad.
I have not seen a $100 bill in possibly years.
I still think a $100 bill is a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
When I have a $100 bill in my pocket, I feel like I'm loaded. Like I'm Mr. High Roller. And it very seldom does it happen. Usually it's when we're going on a trip. Then I have some, you know, because I don't want a big wad of 20s. Looks like I'm going to a strip joint or something. So I put a couple hundreds in there. And then I always feel like a big shot. And it's not like I wave it around, woohoo, look at my wad. But I know it's there. I know I got 100.
Yeah.
And ooh, look at my wad could be taken so many ways.
So
and
many
I
ways.
I only meant it about currency. Big, big currency.
American currency. Or other currency.
People did that at Burger King every now and then. One time with a counterfeit bill. That according to Joseph Green.
And then Steven says, I've done it once, but as I was counting back to the customer, I woke up and corrected it before it was too late.
Yeah, maybe she did just... But again, why the change? Why a dollar's worth of change?
Maybe she blacked out like the woman that destroyed my sister's car.
Maybe. Because again, it was $69.85. So maybe, I don't know, in her mind she went, oh, I better give them change so they could give me the 85 cents. But I didn't want to pay exact change. I just wanted to get the change back to then give her a
yeah,
tip.
If I had any ability to produce right now, I would play the Unsolved Mysteries theme.
Yeah, but just we can't play music on this.
We can't really play music because right? we just legal stuff. Yeah. Doesn't matter. But
it's not that we're technologically unable to play music.
Right.
We are legally forbidden to play music.
Steven in the chat says maybe she wanted to mess with us. Well, it's working.
Yes. Everything was settled last night, but now it lingers.
Yeah.
Now she's in our heads. And maybe that was her evil plot all along. I'm going to tell these people they were nice. And then I'm going to confuse them with a weird bill payment scam. And then we're going to move on. I'll be fine because I think they're going to tip me. But tomorrow and the next day, they'll still be wondering, what the hell happened?
Maybe it was to create repeat business.
Maybe so I have to go back and see?
Yeah, the owner trained everybody. They said, all right, do the most confusing thing you can when you bring the change. And then, you know, see if they come back.
This is the first time we've paid with cash there.
Yeah.
Usually I just barter. I bring in a chicken or something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some beans, magic beans, and I barter. Hat. You know.
Hats are good.
I like to barter with hats. Can I give you a cap for a sandwich?
I have nothing to add to that. Usually,
of course not.
Like, there's so much to take apart here, but so little. There's really nothing to take
there's
apart.
There's nothing to take apart because we don't have... Like, if she were here, we could grill her. Not literally.
Book her as a guest. Next Sunday on the Terrestrial Show. Not even just the web exclusive.
Listen, I gotta have... I know this is a weird request. And I'm not trying to be creepy, but would you like to be at a radio show? Sir, you're much too old for me. No. It's on the legit.
You're making this sound like the intro to a really bad or really good porn. It kind of depends.
Well, that's how it would appear to her.
There's not enough radio host porn.
I don't think so.
I could look on the work computer.
Yeah, why don't you look on the work computer? And since we're doing it here, we have a record that it's for the show, that it's not just you going, radio host porn.
That's why I think they don't block
And
any...
I don't know why I type like this. Like I'm Charles Nelson Reilly. That was almost Paul Lindy.
And then I was going to make a reference to Victor Borga, but I wasn't sure. See,
Victor
you would get that.
Of course I'd get that. He's older. I get that reference.
I know, because it's...
If you had made a Legend of Zeldas, then I wouldn't have. Oh, man. I know, I added the extra.
Ganon is rolling over in his grave. Ganondorf, king of... Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Well, I think
Doesn't
we just
matter.
Did the whole podcast on Facebook Live. Unless you had like some exclusive story you wanted to
say. Let's do a quick thing on the radio, on the web part. Do this, and then we'll do a few minutes on the website,
then
we'll be good. Thank you for watching. As always, we will be back we'll be back next Sunday because the Blackhawks don't play next Sunday. Don't forget to go to TonyLovesTina.com. Get your tickets. Very exciting news. The show has been extended through April. That's right. So come on out and see that. Thank you, Cody. Don't forget to go to Cody's podcast, Game Life Balance US. That is on WGNplus.com. All right, we're going to cut off the Facebook Live post. We're going just straight up to WGNradio.com. You've been a treat. We've been here. Thank you for sticking around. Appreciate it. All right, let's get rid of the Facebook Live people. Are they gone? Are they gone yet?
Three, two, one.
See you later.
All right.
There we go.
Everybody's
gone. So now we're posted.
Now we're doing something podcast exclusive.
Podcasty exclusive.
What is it?
Wow, you are in a hurry to get out of here. I know you're very hungry.
No.
Well, no, I wanted to get... You mentioned you made quick reference to your sister's car getting trashed. I wanted to... can you tell that story or no?
I think so. Yeah.
Is there a legal...
No, my girlfriend and I borrow my sister's car all the time.
Yeah.
Since she moved to Chicago last year, it's been our shared car.
Right.
I do some, you know, insurance payments and stuff, yeah. And it's been great. A great arrangement, because as you know, I haven't had a car in 8 years.
Yes.
Because
do you still know how to drive, though?
I do.
Shockingly. You didn't forget?
No.
All right.
No,
I only ask that because you, without a car, I would think that maybe you'd get rusty.
Nah. It's like riding a bike, only you could kill several people. But
yes.
Close.
Or trash a bunch of cars.
Or bikes.
Or
well,
bikes.
Or, but yes, exactly. So we always share. So park right on the curb outside our apartment like we've done a million times. And there's a couple cars behind us, a couple cars in front of us. Apparently, I go to work. I leave at 8 or so in the morning. I head off to work. by around 11 or 12, my sister's getting calls from the from her insurance saying, you know, we got to figure out your car. She's like, what are you talking about? So apparently, according to – so then my girlfriend ends up arriving on the scene early because she's on a non-traditional work schedule.
Right.
And apparently some woman in like a very expensive car, nice neighborhood, Lincoln Park, wasn't drunk. This was middle of the morning. Just blacked out and smashed into like three or four cars.
And that doesn't make sense.
In the process, that involved a lot of damage to the front and back bumper of my sister's car.
So did she sideswipe it? Did she?
I don't even know what angle this is physically possible.
Because you said it was a bunch of cars in the line, right?
Yeah, she either, maybe a car had left and she rammed into our car directly, and then it shoved into the car in front.
Oh, maybe.
But by the time we got there, the other cars had been towed. It was just this car was left. So I don't know what happened, but insurance comes back and, of course, says that the value of the damages is greater than the value of the car.
Ugh.
So now all of a sudden, we get a big check, and now there's no car.
Oh. And is she getting a new car?
We could buy a new car, but right now is not the best time financially for all of us to be investing that much in a new car, because you know you buy a crap. My girlfriend had the best quote. It said a $700 car is one of the most expensive cars you can buy.
Oh yeah, definitely, because there's gonna every week something's gonna break on that car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get a halfway decent used car, it's gonna cost you, you know, a good chunk of money.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So we basically have no car.
Oh no.
And it sucks.
Now you are a true city dweller.
You know what? I don't mind the city part, but this is right before the holidays when I want to go to Rockford, and now all of us get to take the $20 each way Van Gelder bus.
And you know my thoughts on that. I weep for you. I used to tease you relentlessly back in the day. Then you became a grown man and you got a car.
Yeah.
Would it be easier to rent a car? But that's a lot of money.
We
to
looked
rent a
into
car.
It, and for Thanksgiving, it would be too expensive.
The holidays.
Yeah.
Jack it up. What about Ubering? How much would it cost to Uber out to Rockford?
Dude, I might consider that.
Speaking of Rock, well, good luck. That's very sad.
That it sucked.
What kind of car was it?
Highlander. Toyota Highlander.
That's a nice car.
Yeah, it was older. I mean, it had 100 whatever on it.
Yeah, but those run forever.
It was a good car.
Yeah.
A very good. I thought it ran great. We only did one repair in the last year.
It's not bad.
I mean, one major, you know, a couple things here and there. Yeah. Check this, check that. But yeah, we drove it to, I mean, my girlfriend and I drove it to North Carolina and back last summer. Like,
it's a decent car.
We put it through everything. It went to Gen Con back and forth a couple times in Indianapolis. I went to Des Moines, I think, with it. Yes. Held up.
And now you're carless.
It has carless. Yeah. The worst part's the bus, because it makes the Rockford commute. It goes from about an hour and a half to upwards of sometimes 3 hours, depending on how long it takes me to get to the stop and what route we're taking. Because for me to get to O'Hare from my place, it's at least a half hour. Usually, if that's in an Uber, for me right now to get to
O'Hare. You're not near any. Well, you're by the L, aren't you? But not the right line. Not the blue line.
So I would have to either take Fullerton all the way out west to the blue line
and then
take it up, which is about an hour.
Yeah.
Or go all the way downtown, get the downtown bus, which is not – I mean, it literally will take me twice as long, and it's just it sucks a lot. So
what a nightmare.
The moral of the story is don't black out randomly in the middle of the morning and smash into cars.
That's weird.
That was the weirdest thing.
Was there a police report?
There was a police report. No alcohol involved. Just
nothing.
She was, I mean, I think in her 60s, so not even that. It's not like she was.
Yeah. Not one of those where you see an 85-year-old who slams through a subway.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was just a weird freak accident, like getting struck by lightning. And now as a result, my holiday travel is going to be nightmarish.
But you're still going to travel. You're still going back to Rockford.
Of course.
Very nice.
Love my family.
Of course. And it's Thanksgiving. You should be with your family.
I should.
I'll be here.
Always.
I'll be here always. But then I will jet out to my family.
Now, wait. Your wife travels to spend it with her family.
Yes.
And
but
daughter.
She's not this year because my daughter is in España. So my wife is here with me. So she will go to my brother's early. My brother's having Thanksgiving, which is great. This year, now last year they were out of town, and I was contemplating spending Thanksgiving alone,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. I've spent holidays alone before.
It's not fine.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Well, it's, sometimes it happens.
You only get so many Thanksgivings, Brian.
That's true.
You've got enough friends and family.
Well, yeah, but anyway, I didn't. Because people cajoled me like you just did. And and I was like, all right, I'll give in. But So I'm filling in for Roe again this year on Wednesday and Thursday, and I get done at 7. I tried to make a programming change, but they wouldn't allow me. They're doing one of those Thomas Jefferson specials. They're rerunning it from 3 to 4, and I go, can't you rerun it from 5 to 6? That way, I can, or from 6 to 7?
Because you
that
wanted-
way I could leave and go to Thanksgiving. No.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I'll get done at 7. Now, last year, after being browbeaten by everybody who thought I was everybody thought I was a freak of nature because I was okay with spending Thanksgiving alone. Where most of Thanksgiving was spent here, it would have meant me going home and eating dinner with the dog, and then it's over. Because like by the time I got to my brother's last year, I said hi to everybody. It was great seeing everybody. But I ate, you know, cold food, which was still delicious. And then I went home.
I think we should clarify, you are a freak of nature, but for different reasons.
There's a lot of reasons.
There's a lot of other reasons.
Yeah, there's many reasons. So anyway, this year I decided, all right, I'll go because my wife's going to be there. I don't have to go home. See, last year I had to make a special trip home to let the dog out because they had been by themselves all day. And then I had to go out. This time I just get off and I go to my brother's house. So I'm doing that, which is fine.
It'll be lovely.
You know, it will be lovely. It'll be very lovely. And I got to tell you, you know me and the holidays, and sometimes I poo-poo them. I don't know if it's a result of this election or my daughter being in another country, or I don't know what it is, but I can't wait for Christmas. I am so in the Christmas spirit already. I was ecstatic when I walked in here Thursday night and this place was decorated. I'm next Friday. I still won't decorate my house until after Thanksgiving. But Friday, we are planning on getting the Christmas stuff out and getting it up, and I can't wait for the holidays this year. I don't know why. I'm not expecting anything. I don't know if I'm in. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I think I need the holidays this year maybe more than I needed them in other years.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
I think so too, because you know, before I would look out and I'd go, oh, it's not even Thanksgiving and everything's decorated for Christmas. But today, most of our Christmas shopping is done.
Right.
Almost all done, which is unbelievable. I haven't bought anything for my wife. But other than that, our buying for everyone else is finished. And today, we bought a couple little flags, Christmas garden flags for the front of the house.
Christmas flags?
Yeah, I have. Remember, you came to my house for Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
Remember those little flags out front, like the jester? They're garden flags. People know what they are. They're on a little stake. They're about 3 feet. The stake is about 3 feet high, and the flag is about this big.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah.
like banner flags kind mm-hmm. of deal. So we bought a couple Christmas ones today. We're plotting out where we're going to put things, where my wife started heavy-duty cleaning some stuff today in preparation of decorating the house. So I am ready. I'm ready to go. I need a little Christmas. That's it.
I need snow.
I know you do. I don't need the snow as much.
I have an extremely difficult time getting in the Christmas spirit without snow.
Is that right?
A really hard time. Because like okay. last year, you remember, we got a 10-foot tree.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got a gigantic
By the dragon. I forgot.
Yeah. And, you know, this year, honestly, we were just talking and she said, you know, do you want to get another tree this year? And I said, well, if it snows.
No.
I can't do Christmas without snow. I can't get in the spirit. I can't listen to Christmas music. Snow.
Really?
For some reason, I associate so strongly with Christmas. Like, if it's not a white Christmas, I don't like it.
Huh.
It's a bad Christmas.
Well, everything growing up, every image of Christmas, there's snow. Every special, there's snow.
Yeah.
I can do without the snow. Yeah. I understand because I do like a light dusting on Christmas. I don't, you know, I want to be able to drive without that.
Yeah, I don't need that.
But I do like the look of it, you know, with just a little mm-hmm. dusting on the grass and things. Oh, isn't that pretty? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then melts on the side. As long as it's off the sidewalk and stuff, I'm good.
Well, everybody keeps saying this is going to be a
big winter.
Know, big winter. But big winter. I swear people said that last year.
And they say it every year.
It was
they don't know.
50 degrees all winter. It snowed twice for like a minute and then melted right away.
No, didn't we have one or two big? We had a couple big events.
Maybe in like
February.
No, because
I remember shoveling quite a bit last year.
Right. Not in December, yeah. though.
No, I don't think around December. Mm. But we did have, no, because it was not, I remember going out Christmas Eve and it was not snowy. Mm. So that's it.
I remember running Christmas Eve.
Really?
I was in Delaware and my girlfriend and I went to a trail and ran because it was 75 and humid.
Oh.
On Christmas Eve.
I'll be honest. When we were in California and it was warm on Christmas, I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it
at all.
Well,
that's probably because it's supposed to be warm in California.
Right.
It wasn't the result of us nuking our planet.
Listen, I don't know if you've heard this. That's all crazy science.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Global warming doesn't exist.
I feel better now.
Yeah, sit back. Relax. We're going to get rid of the EPA. Everything's going to be fine. We don't need the planet will work itself out.
I actually listened to an interesting podcast, I think from NPR, and mm-hmm. they had a guy talk about how the human brain is actually – psychologists think that part of the human brain is hardwired – to reject climate change as reality.
Why?
Because of something having to do with the fight or flight mechanism in your brain, because you just can't process that, oh, maybe the planet's going to die. So something to do with, like, I have to kind of either accept this as like a doom thing or not. So it's actually a huge – and they talk
that
about
makes
how
–
Yeah, they talk about how, you know, we've always used all this data, and it's like, here's more data.
Yeah.
And people not only – it doesn't make them more sympathetic to the cause. Some people, it actually makes them further skeptical, more skeptical of it.
Oh, because you keep giving them more and more information?
Even with more info. So it's a really weird
That's
thing.
Weird.
So I'm actually much less judgmental of climate skeptics now because it's a hardwired thing. It's not logical. You can't just scream at them, but logic and science.
Facts.
Our brains aren't actually wired to even do that. So.
That's a great excuse. It's not that I don't believe you. My brain just isn't wired that way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'm sure your point is valid. I just can't understand it because my brain is weird. That might work.
Might work.
All right. Oh, listen, speaking of podcasts, you know, we submitted for that Chicago Podcast Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the executive director on the other night when I was filling in for Justin Kaufman. I wanted to call him out on the fact that we had submitted our podcast. Because the podcast festival was this weekend in town. Turns out they handpicked. They didn't accept submissions this year. They handpicked because it was the first year. They handpicked ones they wanted, they said. They claimed.
Of course.
And I didn't go, well, you didn't pick ours. But they were niche little things.
I don't.
Podcasts. Because I was like, I know my buddy's podcasts are huge. And they were not part of it.
Yeah.
So. I don't know, but that's that.
There is a very clicky nature to a lot of the current podcast environment.
Well, and your part, did you submit yours as well?
I didn't even submit Game Life Balance because because my co-host is in Minneapolis.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Logistically hard, but I definitely talked. I actually had conversations with them about our show.
Yeah,
and not only did they say that. That they wouldn't be able to do it. One, it was either this one or there was another podcast festival this month somewhere.
Yeah.
Chicago Podcast Festival or something.
Right.
There was one and we were talking and they said, well, you know, we might be able to get you in, but you would still need to buy your own tickets.
Huh?
Really?
Nah.
Really? Not
going to happen. Thanks for your time.
I think some people are trying to cash in. Because I went to Podcast Movement. You know, they said...
Is that a dance class for podcasters? What is it? Like jazzercise for podcasters? What is that?
It was a really cool conference for podcasters at the Hilton or Marriott or something across the river.
Some fancy hotel.
Yeah, I went for a few days. Some WGM people went learned a lot about podcasting, but they had the podcast awards that night.
Ooh.
It was big to-do, and Kevin Smith was there.
There was a to-do?
It was a to-do. It was cool. It was cool and fun.
About it, will you?
But there's the, you know, they got, you know, it's like the top five podcasts. Globally or whatever, you know, in the same room. You've all got the same sponsor. Half of you are NPR. The other half is WNYC.
Okay.
Which might be NPR. It's very small.
Yeah.
You know.
And then there's these networks, these podcast networks.
I'm part of one of those, but it's not like a
dumb one. That doesn't pull a lot of weight?
No, not mine. But get like Gimlet Media, you know, get that's the other. There's like five basically we run podcasting.
Right.
And then everyone else is just kind of, oh, you're out there. Yeah. You know?
Well, so I just wanted to let you know because I forgot to tell you earlier I was going to call them on it.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad that you had the chance to talk to them, and I'm a little disillusioned. It seems very, very.
Well, it was the first one, and it's but we'll see how it goes next year. Now, listen, don't hashtag podcast. We don't want a moped backlash from the podcasting folks, because I have nothing but regard for the podcasters.
No, I'm titling this the most bizarre restaurant experience literally ever.
I think that's the title. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. All right. I know I stopped you. You wanted to quit 18 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
I'm really okay. I was starving. Now I'm doing all right.
Now you've passed that point where you're just going to eat your own arm.
My stomach.
Your insides are eating itself.
Yes, exactly.
Right, good.
Yeah.
Well, we can wrap things up then. And tell people that we will be back next Sunday, which is very exciting for us. If you were listening earlier and you would like to see us do a holiday podcast in onesies, we would be happy to do that. I will bring, if we're doing it at your house, I will bring the refreshments. We'll make it a little party. We'll have some nog. We'll have some pizza. Can we drink on Facebook Live? Well, it's part of the WGN thing, so we can't really drink. Probably not. We can have a cocktail as long as we're not sloppy.
Yeah.
We can have them in the picture. Maybe not. Either way, you'll know what we're doing.
We'll drink it out of a thermos.
Right. A thermos?
A thermos.
A thermos?
A thermos.
Like, do I have to have the red stainless steel one where I screw off the top and then pour into the little cup? All right. I'll bring something really strong then. Something suitable for a thermos.
Jack Daniel's eggnog.
All right. I always put brandy in my eggnog. Why have eggnog if you're not going to drink?
I always put eggnog in my brandy.
Good morning. Almost as hacky as the Barbie joke that we didn't do. Thank goodness. All right. Well, thank you for listening. And don't forget to go to WGNplus.com to listen to Game Life Balance US. That's Cody's podcast. If you're listening to this, you're going to post these on Wednesday.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm in for Rokan Wednesday and Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. Most of all, thank you for your support. I'm thankful for that during the year. I don't presume to speak for you.
Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
This will go up right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your trip to Rockford. You know what, folks? What does this say for us next week? Cody's trip on the bus.
Can I just borrow your car?
I would drive you up, but I am very expensive. I make Uber look like a steal.
Wow.
Yeah. But I dress up, and you get to pick your music. And I don't talk unless I'm spoken to.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's very high class. I'll even wash the inside.
This is tempting.
Mm-hmm. What time do you want to leave? I get out of school. Oh, I can't Wednesday. I'm here till 7. Sorry.
But you know what? You would get talked to anyway the whole time.
Probably.
My girlfriend always, whenever we get in an Uber, she immediately starts talking to the driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
She loves talking to the drivers.
Does she try to get their story?
Yeah.
Find out what their deal is?
She always gets their
story. What's your deal?
Yeah. Sometimes it's interesting.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Other times it's extremely traumatic.
See, that's what I would be afraid of. Like, when I was driving, I drove for Uber and Lyft for like 3 months. People would ask my story. Sometimes I would give it to them. Sometimes I would give it to them and then I would be depressed. But my wife said she's gotten into Ubers and the drivers talk nonstop. Just nonstop. I got nothing to say. If there's not a mic with a WGN flag in front of me, I got nothing to say.
Nothing. Nah.
Nope. That's why with the play, they had to give me a script, or I got nothing to say.
Yeah, that's why I never hear you talk when the light goes off, the on-air light's off.
I got nothing to say.
I don't know what you're thinking.
I save it. Oh, listen, no, you know what I'm thinking, because as soon as the mics go on, I spill it all out.
Yeah, but
like bouillabaisse.
Like what?
Bouillabaisse.
Is it a soup?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Very good.
I guessed something.
Nicely played, Cody. Maybe you'll have some bouillabaisse with Thanksgiving.
I don't think so.
No, probably not. You go traditional? Turkey, stuffing, taters?
Depends. Well,
anything odd on your Thanksgiving table?
Nothing odd, but I'll give an update on that next week.
Yes, we'll talk about our Thanksgiving. We'll talk about Cody on the bus.
Oh, God.
It'll be a treat. Again, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. We got to go. Bye.